Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. Listen, look at him, look at him. He's my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
I can't look at his man, it's a podcast.
Love you.
Hello.
I like you at the minute. So.
You do? Hey. Oh, really? Yeah. I thought you were on the down spiral. You've had two good weeks, you've had your good non-period weeks.
No, I'm okay.
This morning. No, let's just go back to this morning when you said to me, do you want anything for breakfast? And I said, what are you making? And you went, I'm not sure. And I went, right, well, is it hot? Is it cold? And you went, oh my God, will you just tell us?
No.
I just asked you what you wanted.
Sorry.
Just answer the question.
Right, why are you starting off an argument? He's missed out a pivotal part of the conversation. Mm. I was throwing out a bag of carrots that had been in the fridge since
Christmas.
Yeah,
that's what threw us off. That's what threw us off.
Well, I said to you, what do you want? I had them in my hand, put them in the bin.
You said,
right?
What do you want for breakfast? I'm making breakfast. And you had two bags of carrots in your hands.
And you said, I don't fancy breakfast. I went, it's not a time for fucking jokes. I'm asking you. What do you want for breakfast, or if you want anything?
Always a time for jokes.
Can I eat the rest of this after 8?
No.
You do your introduction.
It's 10 to 2 in the afternoon. It's 10 to 2 in the afternoon. Put that after 8 down. Do you want to get arrested? They'll get you.
Why are they called after 8?
Because you're going to have them after... Don't... We're going to have to delete... Daisy,
after
delete
8
this. We're going to have to delete this. This is a crime. It's a crime. After 8 a.m? Mm. No. They're disgusting. It's like I'm all right for any mint on chocolate. It's like hoying a load of toothpaste on a bit of chocolate and throwing it in your mouth.
It's not, you know.
And it's dark chocolate. Fucking hell. Why are you doing that?
Slag it off all you want. I love an after 8,
mate. Stuff in the middle. Oh,
and I've been treating myself, been getting them, you know, Waitrose. Mm. These little, they're like little disc things, right?
Yeah.
Bought them one time. And now I have like obsessed. And I get a packet from my mum as well. They're just like little... dark chocolate, like after 8, but right. Their version,
right.
The better.
After half 8?
They just go like
after
mint,
nines.
Mint creams.
After 9?
There's no
after
time,
tens.
No time on them.
Before 11s? 11s.
Just do your thing.
Listen, man. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. It's episode 253, I think.
Fuck me.
I think it's episode 253.
One job.
Or maybe the next one.
One job.
Have a look at my folder. Hold on. What we got here? Hold on, last one, 252. Add one. It's 253.
Great.
We've got eight.
Well done, you.
Got the end, everyone. Oh, it's a clap. So, without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. And this week's sponsor, I think everyone out there, especially the parents, I think you'll be able to relate to this week's sponsor. Yeah. Rosie, I know you can.
Wait,
this week's sponsor is...
Wanking in the shower.
Why am I always tired?
Oh, mate, I know.
Why am
I
always tired? Why am I... constant.
Seasonal affective disorder could be your wind anxiety. It's been very windy recently.
It has been windy. That's been upsetting.
Windsiety.
I woke up about 5 years ago tired. And I think I've been tired ever since.
Yeah.
So one morning I woke up and I went, right, I don't feel well rested here. And that's that.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I was well rested. Honestly, I had a coffee about half an hour ago. Does this look at me? Do I look like a man who's just had a coffee?
No, I've only had one.
I don't feel like a man who's had one. I've had 3. What's going on? Why
Chris,
aren't I bouncing off the walls?
I just think...
I do me vitamins
every
morning.
You're a grown-up, babe. Grown-up, you've got a lot of responsibility, you got a lot of stuff on your shoulders.
But...
it's just life, mate. Go to bed earlier.
I don't have any energy throughout there. I get a burst of energy. I'm telling you, I get a little burst of energy when I've been up a couple hours, right? I get my main burst of energy just before it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah, on night.
And then I get another burst of energy about 2 in the morning when I wake up and I'm shaking.
Why are you shaking?
Just jittering legs and stuff. And do you know me legs jitter?
I know your legs jitter.
Me restless legs.
Yeah.
Other than that,
What is that? What is that then?
I don't know. I think it's.
You
I
drink
think it's
loads of water. It's not. You're not dehydrated. You drink loads of water. You never fucking just... put that bottle down.
Listeners of last week's podcast will know I was.
No, it was extra. Extra.
Was it extra. I got subscribers only told off for drinking. Oh, you've just picked up a bottle of water. You fucking hypocrite. I'm just, everyone out there, shout out to everyone who's just constantly tired. I'm like a fucking sloth. I could happily sit still all day. I can just sit still.
Sadly, when you get older, you just lose a lot of your energy. It's just, well, it's a fact.
Nah, I don't know about that.
It's a fact.
I'm kidding, I'm in the best shape of my life.
I need to start taking collagen because I've just lost loads of collagen, apparently.
What's collagen?
I don't really know if I'm totally honest with you.
Sounds like a slippery slope.
I think it's something that's in your face.
But you just said to me as well previously, just before we started recording, I says, I've had a coffee and I feel like shit. And you were like, oh yeah, coffee stops working after a while. Is that true?
No, I don't think so.
Because
what's the fucking...
What am I supposed to do? Move on to crack cocaine? Speed?
It'll hit you later.
Oh, of course it will, yeah. It's just before it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah. Ah! Oh, babe. Anyway, do you want to have a listen? I'm a big fan of a 10-second pity party. If you'd like to have one right now, we'll wait.
I'll be honest with you.
Ten seconds, and then just sort yourself out. And I'm not having any more of this fucking bullshit, right?
10 seconds.
Are you ready? Go.
I'm tired.
10.
I've got bags on my eyes. My eyes feel like they're going to go straight to sleep. It's because I've had enough water. I've had too much coffee. Makes us scared and makes us worry about stuff.
I've
had enough.
One.
I'm sick of it.
Done. Don't mention it again.
Thank you for listening to the intro. Here comes a jingle to cheer everyone up. And, you know, if you want to cry during the jingle, just like me, just have a little cry.
I've got loads to tell you about. I'm buzzing, mate.
Are you buzzing? I tell that to your fucking collagen levels. Look at you. Look at you.
Saggy old piece of shit.
Collagen leper. I don't know. It's probably not allowed to say that. God. Anyway, there we go.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. I haven't told you this yet.
Oh.
You might not even find it funny, but at the time I found it hilarious because I was half cut. Mm-hmm. I went out at the weekend in Newcastle. It was really good.
You went out?
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
I'm joking. I am joking.
Guys, Chris goes out all the time. He just never mentions it. And he loves to...
We're joking. Rosie, I'm joking. I'm sorry. Look, she's talking about... you went to Manchester on Monday. That's what you're talking about. You went to Manchester instead. Is that what you're talking about?
You can...
Oh, no, you're talking... Oh, sorry. Sorry, no, she's talking about Saturday when she went out with Steph. No, I'm joking. I go out as well. I just don't, you know.
You never mention it, and then you love to just. Anyway, I was out. I got a selfie with a woman.
Yeah.
And she was dead canny. It was late night. Nice. On her phone, right? On her phone case. Uh-huh. I seen the back of her phone, and it said Shell.
Shell, right.
S-H-E-L-L.
Right.
There's no shells. There's no beach thing or anything.
Right.
I can only assume that her name is Michelle.
Right.
And she gets called Shell.
And she's just got Shell
written
on the back
Shell
of her phone.
Wrote on the, why has she got Shell wrote on the back
Does
of her
phone?
Does
she not work for Shell? Was it red and yellow? Was it like?
It wasn't the Shell sign. No, it was not. It was like in like fancy font. It just said Shell. And I'm so baffled. I didn't get a chance to ask
Shell's
her because she was leaving the pub as I was going in. I'm like, why does your phone case say Shell?
Which way?
What do you mean?
Was it written from charging port to receiver or was it written the other way?
Yeah.
So it just said Shell
just
in
said
fancy
Shell?
Writing on the
Massive?
Back of her phone.
The full back of her phone in fancy writing, S-H-E-L-L.
That's
Shell.
Weird, that's put, it's like putting your name in your
well,
underpants, that.
All I can think is just call Michelle. And people call her Shell.
Right.
But that would be spelt C-H-E-L-L-E, wouldn't it? She'd gone and I was like,
no.
Why is it say Shell on your phone?
No. It would still be, if it was Shell, short, it would be spelt like seashell, surely.
No, I think short.
Or
like,
you would just take me off Michelle.
Yeah.
You think, hold on, you think short for Michelle would be spelt C-H-E-L-L-E?
Definitely. Shell, yeah, definitely.
Shell.
But I think, yeah.
Shell.
Whenever I've known like people church. Called Michelle and they get called Shell, it's not S-H-E-L-L.
Of course it is, otherwise it says Shell.
I disagree.
You're a fan.
Well, I'm sorry, but she looked ridiculous with Shell wrote on her phone. And not a beach bloody, there wasn't a bucket of Spain on now. There was nothing on there. Just the word Shell.
Not a grain of sand in sight.
Very
oh,
weird.
Oh, God,
anyway,
Shell. No, you're 100% wrong. It would be Shell. Is your email in. Is your name Michelle? And when you write down Shell, is it S-H-E-L-L or is it Shell? There's no chance people are reading Shell.
I'll ring me, ma'am.
But she's not called Michelle.
Yes, but she's from a generation of Michelles.
No, that's I'm not having it. We're not ringing you.
Ring your mum. Her best friend's called Michelle.
Oh, my mum will not know why we're speaking to her. And she will worry. She will worry
for
weeks.
She'll not sleep.
She'll not sleep for weeks that she said something she shouldn't have said. Because the phone, because quote unquote, it'll be something along the lines of, I panicked when you phoned us from the podcast.
God.
Oh, God.
I hadn't even washed me hair. From the podcast.
Listen,
I'm genuinely intrigued with that.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Shell, just Shell written on the back. I suppose it's because it's a thing. But then again, I wouldn't just have Chris written on the back of my phone. That would be really strange.
I quite like the things with Rosie
That's
on. I've got quite a lot of things with Rosie
arrogant on. Thing.
Is it arrogant?
You're buying stuff like that. You buy,
is it arrogant?
You buy food, you buy both. You arrogant baby. Mm. You buy food you don't like with rosemary in just because it's got rosemary in. You go, it's got rosemary in.
That's
like,
bullshit. Yeah, why would I buy food I don't like with something
that.
I don't like
you do,
in?
You do that all the time.
I do like, actually, I do like rosemary, by the way, but why would I buy, if I didn't like... That's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
All right. Take it back. Yeah, because can you remember when we were in, I think it was our first house party together, and your mum got a little plant pot with little herbs in, mm-hmm. and it had one of the little things had rosemary.
Yeah.
And you kept, there was a little stone with rosemary written on, and you kept it for years.
Oh, sorry.
Hanging out the back of it, you were.
Oh, right. Okay. At least I like my name. Do you like your name?
I only realised the other day that my name's got a PH in. I forgot, and I was like, oh, I've got a PH in my name. How exotic.
What?
Christopher, PH.
Oh, God. I forgot.
I've got a PH for... Isn't it weird? Yeah.
Oh, I don't like Christopher.
No, great. That's good. That's good.
Not full name. Chris is fine.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I'll get written on my phone then.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Big news.
Oh.
Huge news.
Yes.
Massive news. He's only bloody doing stand-up again, isn't he?
Is this you?
This is me.
Oh, yes, he's back.
Third person.
Guess who's back?
He's doing stand-up again.
Not a tour. Don't get them too excited.
It's not a tour.
Hang on, you might not have been excited at all. Sorry about that.
Wow. It's not a tour. And in all honesty, if you saw my last tour and sort of, you know, saw it twice or whatever, probably don't come to this one. Because this is, I'm filming a special. I'm filming a special, two shows in London on the 17th of March. Sunday the 17th of March, early show and a late show. The worst supposed to be. At like 7:30, 9:30, but I looked at it and went, oh, no chance. So I've tried to pull them back a bit earlier because it's a Sunday, and I was just like, oh, I'm in bed for 10 these days.
Oh, my word. Have you actually?
Yeah, it's going to be slightly earlier. Not afternoon.
You are
like half
an
six.
Old man.
I am. I think 6:30 and 8:30 is going to be the crack, and hopefully the fact that I've said it on
you
here
do,
now.
You've got to do two in a row.
Got to do two in a row.
Oh, you're going to be fucking
honestly,
knackered.
Rosie, I looked at we've got a little mock-up of a poster. I looked at a little poster. It said 7:30, 8:30 or whatever, and I went, oh, God.
That's what's wrong with you at the minute.
I think I'm storing up tiredness for how tired I'm going to be after them two shows. But it's when you record a special, you've got to do, when you've, you know, paid all the money to have the cameras and the crew and everyone in there, you've got to do two, just in case.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I really fuck them up, because if I fuck up, I just say it again. Like, I do my own, they're called pickups, I do them on the fly. But, you know, you can't ever...
Do I have to come to this, or...?
You don't have to come
to
this.
Oh, thank God.
No. So it is some material from my last tour. Might throw some new stuff in there, see how I feel, probably open some new stuff. Intimate venue in London, I think it's called, I don't know what it's called. Look, it'll all be on my Instagram. I think it's called the Royal Court or something. It's somewhere in London.
Are you excited about doing the funnies again on your own?
I've got to learn the show again. I've got to learn the show again. It's really daunting.
What are you looking forward to working without me?
Hugely.
Yeah.
Immensely. If only just for the fact of about 2 minutes before we recorded this segment, I said to you, I looked at me, because I've got to go and pick Robin up from school, I looked at me watch and I said, right, I've got to leave in an hour. And you said, for good. which was great, but couldn't. So yeah, I am looking forward to doing stand-up again. Again, it'll be some material from your last show, but it's getting recorded for a special. It'll be very exciting. So 17th of March, London, details on me Instagram. And if you're on my mailing list, it's on there as well. So... Fuck, what else do you want? That's it. What do you want to do? Come around your house and give you the tickets in your hand? Well, for a price, I probably would.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef?
Right, straight in. Dive in. You, go.
Me?
Yeah,
oh
I feel
my,
like
hang
you're poised.
On. I've
you're
got,
poised.
I've got loads of
you. You wrote something down earlier on as well. I saw you.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Right. So I've got loads. You keep hurting yourself.
I knew it.
At Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I knew it.
And not telling me.
Yeah.
Because you know that I'll be like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you've really hurt your hand.
Yeah, it's not really hurt.
Christopher, let me look. It is. Not. I'm taking a picture. Look. Right, okay. If you see this on my Instagram, this is when I'm videoing his hand. That is, it doesn't look as bad on there, annoyingly, but that is bruised AF.
I got it caught in someone's gi. Lad I was rolling with. I got a Courtney's gi. It's fine. But the thing is,
yeah.
I'm quite sensible because I got a Courtney's gi. We fell sort of over and I bent my thumb bent back the wrong way and I went, stop. And all the lads, they are cool as fuck. And he went, you all right? And I went, no, I bent my thumb back. And I went through to the front of the gym and the guy, I said, have you got any ice? And the guy was like, no. And he went through his freezer and he went, I've got these. And he gave us a bag of frozen cucumber squares, little squares of cucumber. So, yeah, and I just sat with cucumber on my hand for a while.
The hurting yourself, that's not what annoys us.
Right.
It's the pretending that you haven't hurt yourself. So you didn't tell me about that. And I saw your hand yesterday because I went to Manchester with my friend Steph and I saw your hand. And I was like,
right,
what have you done? And you were like, oh, nothing. Oh, I've just a BJJ.
Yeah.
And then later on, I spotted you with ice on your hand. Not saying a word.
I've got to ice it because it's swollen and bruised.
It's a bit silly though, isn't it?
Do you not think I don't mention it just because I'm sort of suffering in silence, stoically?
No, because
like a movie hero.
Because you know the kind of job that we have.
Yeah.
And you know that I'll say, if you really hurt yourself,
yeah,
you're fucked.
Yeah.
And you probably shouldn't be doing something that you could really hurt yourself.
Yeah. Someone actually said it was. When I had the thing on my hand, someone actually said it was at the gym. He went, have you not got some kind of insurance that says you're not supposed to do this?
Yeah.
I was like, ah, probably.
But, we do not get sick pay. So what are you going to do?
It's my left thumb. I don't do anything with my left thumb. I don't do it.
That's my pleasure in hand.
My left hand's not your pleasure in hand.
Absolutely felt sick saying that. I'm so sorry.
Listen, I hurt myself and I stoically keep it to myself. I don't bother anyone. I don't mention it. I'm like, you know, in a movie when someone gets like shot or stabbed and they don't reveal it until much later on.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit, isn't
that's
it?
That's me.
As it like,
that's me.
How hard you gotta be?
Yeah, I'm just like,
when they get stabbed and then later on they're like under the jacket and some last boat and she goes, oh my God, you're bleeding. They're like, oh,
it's
no,
nothing.
I got stabbed.
That's me.
I'm fine.
Like, it's nothing.
Oh, that
was,
God.
That was a scene two, act one. It was ages
ridiculous.
Ago.
Absolutely.
I'm
so
hard.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like,
but I'm so solid. That's
knack getting stabbed.
That's just the crack. It would knack. It would absolutely knack.
But right, yeah, what's
it's
your
just
beef
me? My thumb's just bruised and I'm absolutely fine and I'll be back on
if
the
you
mat
did
tomorrow.
That in any other circumstance other than Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu,
I'd be crying
you'd be devastated. So don't give me that bullshit.
Have we told everyone about the fact that when we went down to the Comedy Awards, I'd popped a rib out? I displaced a rib. I hid that from you until what, on the train? Because we were going to the British Comedy Awards.
What?
Yeah. The last,
from
the last
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
Yeah. So I displaced a rib beginning of last
year.
You
did not tell me this.
So I was rolling with someone and they rolled over the top of us and their hands were clasped behind me back in between the mat and me back and he rolled, put his pressure on my chest and a rib moved on the front left of my rib cage. Out and in, but it causes a bit of, you know, damage as it goes in and out. And I hid it from you until I can't believe it. We did have a drink on the train, but I hid it from you on the train. You asked us getting up and down and moving and walking and generally breathing was really hurting us, and I wasn't saying anything to you. And then you asked us,
fucking annoyed.
You asked us to get up and get something from your bag because your bag was in the overhead thingy.
Yes.
And I went, no problem. And I like went, and I got up like that. I reached up like that and I got your bag and I got the thing and I gave you the thing and I reached up and I put the bag back and I sat down and I went, oh, and I sort of started to gather myself quietly and then he went, actually, I need to go to the toilet. Can you get up again? And I went, I've hurt me rib because I couldn't do two movements in one go.
So did you go to the doctors about this?
Physio pup sorted it out for us.
Is that why you went to physio?
That's the thing.
It was because...
Not the thing in my neck as well, but the physio
you
sorted that as well.
You are a fucking lying little snake. What else are you lying about?
Nothing.
Chris, I did not know that you would hurt your rib. That is absolutely
do you know what's really upsetting?
New information.
I told
you
I'd hurt
my
rib.
Us?
I might have
you
even said it on here.
Right, I don't remember. That's
bullshit.
I told
you. We're in the hotel afterwards and I was like, I've hurt my rib. can't believe
not
this.
Not displaced your rib.
Hurt. Like, well, I didn't know it had been displaced until after when the physio told us.
You are an idiot. I don't care what happens to you.
Wow.
I don't.
Wow.
If you're going to put... Forget if you think Robin's going.
Listen.
Absolutely not.
Listen, don't worry about it. My New Year's resolution, which I broke 2 days ago, was to not get injured anymore.
I don't care.
Good.
You could literally...
Yeah.
I won't stay with you.
Wow.
If you hurt yourself horrendously.
Wow, this got dark. This got really dark. No, sickness and health.
No.
Sickness and health, you said it.
Not sickness and health when you do it yourself.
All right.
If it was a car accident.
Sickness and health, brackets, not self-inflicted.
Not self-inflicted, absolutely not.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Okay.
Yeah.
Deal.
Deal.
Fair
Let's
enough.
Shake hands. If you really, hands, really hurt yourself.
Not my left hand is killing. Oh, I'm joking, it's fine.
I'm not sticking around.
I can high five with my left hand. Look, high fivers. Slap as hard as you can. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Just so you know, on the third one there, everyone, she fucking karate chopped the bruise. You're a little tosser sometimes.
You're the tosser.
Not with my left hand,
you're
I'm not.
You're the fucking tosser, breaking your ribs and not telling your wife, you psychopath.
It was...
fucking something wrong with you.
Displaced. Now listen, do you want to hear my
beef
with you?
You're displaced. I don't think you have the right to have a beef with me.
I do, and I'll
you're
tell you
what literally
it is.
Mr. Fucking Fight Club, and I'm just... I've just got a can along with it. The fuck?
I haven't been, apart from this little thing on my thumb, I haven't been hurt
you
for
have,
a year.
You've hurt yourself loads.
I haven't. Never
you have. One. You hurt your knee last week.
Where?
Your knee? Where? Your knee? What? How many knees you got? You hurt your knee.
I don't know.
It was really big and you couldn't walk on your leg a couple of weeks ago. You did?
I don't remember this.
Oh my God. You did?
Oh. Did I?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And you pretended. You pretended that had never happened.
Yeah.
And I seen you limping it in your knee, and I went, "What?" I went, "What you doing?" And you went, "Oh, it's fine."
Yeah, but in my defence, I hurt my knee on Strictly, so it might just be reoccurring off my knee on Strictly.
Oh my God.
Which I kept quiet because I'm stoic.
You did not keep quiet anything from Strictly.
No, I didn't keep quiet.
Right?
I'm
flabbergasted right now
at how
I'm gonna ring me mum.
Why?
Because I need to tell her.
Because why?
That you are mental.
Here's the thing. Ring your mum now and say, "Mum, can you remember last year when Chris was doing BJJ and he displaced his rib?" And she'll remember because I fucking told you both about it. Test it. Ring her.
No, because you might be right. I don't remember
Thank
that.
You.
I'm really sorry.
Thank you.
Apologies that I don't remember it, but I'm not apologising for the fact that you displaced your rib at your hobby.
Yeah. It's because it's a hobby, isn't it?
It's just...
Yeah.
Go to golf. Go golfing.
5 hours at a time. Joking, aren't you?
You can't hurt yourself at golf.
Nah, you can't, like. What if someone hits a ball off your head?
Oh, crack on. What's your beef with me?
My beef with you is you keep hoarding, recycling in your little dressing room. And it's getting fucking stupid.
What do you mean?
The bins are on strike, right? Yeah. Whatever they're on strike, whatever they're doing, right? Uh-huh. I'm not going to get political here. They're on strike. It is what it is.
Yeah.
They didn't collect the recycling for a couple of weeks. I've got piles of recycling in the garage.
What's wrong with you? There's something wrong with Chris at the minute. He's really not himself. He's tired.
It's windy and the bins are on strike. They're my two main problems at the minute.
It's all right, okay. So
it's windy
the wind,
and
I knew
the bins
it was the wind.
Strike.
I knew the wind was upsetting
you. Wind's really upsetting
you.
I don't know what it is. I fucking can't bear the wind.
It's well. When,
I'm like a dog on fireworks night. I hate it.
At our old house in the countryside, a tree fell down. And I never post it on Instagram, you know. I might have to share it on Instagram.
Fucking gigantic.
This tree fell down. It was absolutely, it was like a 100-year-old fir tree. It was mad big. Literally it's nearly huge. Took the house down.
Yeah.
Horrendous. So Chris
missed everything.
It did. We were very lucky.
It missed everything.
Thank you, Grander.
Thank you, Jake.
Plural.
It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But you hoard recycling in your dressing room. So the other day, I did all the recycling. I was like, this is perfect. And I sort of did an inventory, did like a little, I was like, right, we've got a bit of space in there. Right, they're coming right next week. They might come the week after. Right, I've got space in the garage. We've got, lo and behold, you come down from your bloody, it's like you'd been in a fucking Amazon packing office. The amount of boxes and shit that came down from that room, my whole system went to shit immediately.
Okay, all right, okay, flip side. I'm keeping it in there, so it's out of the way. So
then you bring it down and I don't know. I'd rather you drip fed it down. This is right, like, okay, same scenario.
So just a box of
Robin
day.
Comes at you. Would you rather Robin told you on the day he gets his homework, when he's got his homework, or would you rather the morning it has to be in, just come down and go, I've got lots of homework! Which he does.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Stop hoarding recycling.
I really don't feel like I hoard it.
And for the last time, you can't recycle dirty wet wipes, and you can't recycle plastic bags in our area.
I never try to.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
Right, you never told us that you displaced your rib. I'm going to ring you now. I'm going to ring
you
now.
Oh, we're
ringing. I'm going to ring you. Because I do, I'm honestly don't remember this.
Right, okay, here we go.
Don't remember this.
Don't wait your question. Don't wait it. Just say, can you remember?
When was it?
Last year, when Chris displaced his rib doing jiu-jitsu.
Hi, Mom, it's me. Just dead quickly. Do you remember last year when Chris hurt his rib?
His rib?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Oh, yes, I do.
All right, what happened?
He really needed it all night.
You're on the podcast. Chris has hurt his hand at BJJ. He keeps hurting himself. And I said...
Sandra, can you remember last year when I displaced my rib doing jiu-jitsu?
Yes.
Bang.
Didn't you get a fella at the seat?
There it is. Oh, I got a fella at the seat, which is Geordie for I went to the physio.
Right, fair enough. Okay, thanks, there it ma'am.
I was... did lay it on, like.
Yeah, I know. He always does. Okay.
Great, this.
Love you. See you later. Bye. So there you go.
So no.
Sandra agrees.
She agrees. Don't change the subject. She remembers.
Yeah,
because
okay,
you both
right.
knew.
Touché. I forgot about that.
Okay. Don't know if touché is the right word there. Maybe sorry? Try that one instead of touché.
Touché.
There it is.
No, sorry. I genuinely can't remember that. But just stop. Just have a man.
Nah, I love it. I love it. It's great. It's good for your head. Love it.
Do you know, I feel bad now saying that I would leave you?
Yeah, you should. You should. Shocking.
I wouldn't. Shocking. It happened on Grey's last night.
Oh, God almighty. I just feel like anything that happens to me in life medically, if I have some kind of really awful medical trauma or horrible situations, touch what I don't.
Mm.
But I feel like the sum total of it will be you sitting next to us going, well, this happened on Grey's, you know, this happened on Grey's. Don't worry, it happened on Grey's. I've seen this, it happened on me going, oh, God. Oh,
I would look after you. I would want you to live.
Okay. Even if it's a jiu-jitsu injury?
No. If it's a jiu-jitsu injury, mm-hmm. you will not see me for dust. Right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
You will not see me.
That's fair enough.
If it's anything else,
okay.
Absolutely anything else, I will be there.
Wrestling?
Is it no, wrestling injury? Nothing ridiculous like that where you've done it on yourself.
Okay, okay.
But if it's anything else, what I will be there for you.
All right. What if it's a car crash when I was driving to jiu-jitsu? You fucking arsehole. You fucking arsehole.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarinoid@gmail.com. Rosie, I don't know, the mailbag's absolutely bursting at the seams.
Oh, Chris, it is bursting at the seams, like you say, but yeah, I've picked the worst ones.
Okay.
Sorry about that one. Didn't know where I was going with that.
Sorry.
Hello, Ramses. We have the family trip of a lifetime planned to Disney this Easter.
You've already built it up too much. It's going to be a disaster. Build it up far too much. Family trip of a lifetime. Joking, aren't you? Ooh, careful.
It's my husband's and kids' dream. Mine, not so much.
Fair enough.
It feels like Groundhog Day with whiny children and a geeked out Star Wars 43-year-old husband for 2 weeks. But hey ho, I'll get a day in the outlet. There you go. Okay. So they must be going to Florida.
Ah.
My husband is so looking forward to it and planning it to a T, reading all the hints and tips, etc.
Okay.
While I was doing the dinner today, he and the kids were watching YouTube videos of vloggers going around the parks to see what the kids will be interested in. I was in and out the room, but not paying massive attention.
Mm-hmm.
When I got into bed that night, he texted me 2 YouTube links asking me to watch them, rate how much I want to do each of the rides on a scale of 0 to 5.
Here's your holiday homework. Fuck off.
He and the kids have done this already and he's entered it onto a spreadsheet.
Wow.
And when he has my scores, he will complete it to see how we do the park. Ick, ick, ickity ick.
Wow.
It's a small ick after all. That was my joke.
Very good.
Talk about taking the magic out of the Magic Kingdom. Chris, you would probably be on board with this geek on.
I'm on board with how much he's buzzing off Star Wars. I think it's lovely that him and the kids are so excited about this. But putting it into that's the one thing about stuff like that, about how much you have to plan certain things.
Yeah.
Certain things, I think, when you have to plan it to the nth degree, it becomes too much and it'll never live up to... It's the age-old thing of... Right, stag do. We're going on your stag do, right? We're going to do this, we're going to do that. Yeah, okay, that was great. But guess what? That random Tuesday where I said, let's go out for 2 pints and we ended up staying out at 4 a.m, that was better than that because it was just a random. We went with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Not that I would ever do that again. Just saying the word stayed out at 4 a.m, there made us a little bit tired. took a little bit of my soul away. That could taste Pro Plus. But yeah, fair play to them, but I think they built it up too much. But I do hope they enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they will. But hang on, he's my husband is Dave from Edinburgh, and his job is a business analyst, and he loves a spreadsheet.
Oh, well, there you go. So it's there fucking you go. Second it's nature to him, isn't it? That's like me writing a note or a list.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I'm always a bit envious of people like that, though.
Oh.
Because I go to these sort of places. It took us 3 times going to Centre Parks to actually... be like, oh, I need to book things.
Oh,
do you remember? First couple of times, I was like, why is everybody at these things and we're not?
Yeah. It was only recently I found out they had a spa. I was like, sorry?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a spa?
Yeah.
What was I doing?
So, no, but I get it. But you're right. We're both not like that.
We're not organised in any way, shape,
wish
or form.
Wish we were.
No.
Wish one of us was like that. Because I would just do... I was her, I'd be like, ugh. Just go where you go.
I think if one of us was that organised, the other one would kill them.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Would it annoy you?
Yeah, I think the other one would murder them.
Fair enough. We'll do Disney one day.
Properly, with the kids a bit older.
When the kids are a bit older. Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Woohoo!
I've been wanting to send this story in for a while, but I still can't quite believe it happened to me. It could be a good candidate for a Rosie's Mysteries.
Let's do it, and don't forget to put your mysteries bit in, because you keep running ahead with them.
I was in a long-distance relationship with a guy for a while. Every other weekend, I would go and visit him, or he would come and visit me. Mm-hmm. Generally, our weekend would have started with dinner, drinks, then sex before bed. Fairly standard.
Okay.
I hate sex before bed.
You do hate sex before bed, don't you?
Never been I've just never, ever, ever been into sex before bed.
You're not sex before bed. You are, and I hope you don't mind us telling everyone this, you are very much wake up, stick it in.
Great. Wow. So, kids, if you're listening.
Wake up, stick it in, morning piss, bye.
Yes. 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 Or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, no one's in and I'm just about to jump in the shower.
Afternoon delight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just, when I'm done for my day, had me tea,
totally
bloated
understand.
To fuck, yeah. Tired, I just want to go to bed.
I never understand a date to be touched. Dinner and drinks and then sex.
No.
Are you getting the garlic prawns? Not if I'm fucking you later, I'm not getting the garlic prawns, sunshine.
Mate. People go for curries and that, and then
Dame be take me for a curry, then expecting to have sex afterwards.
Oh, slish, slosh, slishity, slosh.
I will be lying on my left side, because it's the way to avoid bloating.
Heartburn.
Right, and heartburn, because it doesn't block off the tube to your stomach. Yeah, it lets the air out.
You've been watching Grey's, haven't you?
No, I have not been watching Grey's. I'll be lying on my left side, burping and farting and waiting to fall asleep.
Same, yeah. After a year and a quarter in our relationship...
Wow, a year and a quarter long distance?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, okay.
Yeah. I had my first UTI.
Oh, shit.
Urine infection.
Yep, thank you.
Have you ever had one?
No, I've never had a urine infection.
Oof.
No.
Oh, tricky little customers.
Not good. Is that when you wee and it hurts?
Yes.
Ouch.
And you can't, like, you need to wee all the time.
Oh, no.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
No.
I'd never had one before. Anyone who's had one will know it's a horrendous experience. It is. I then had a further two really bad UTIs over the next few months.
Oh, goodness.
One caused horrific bleeding and almost gave me sepsis.
Oh, my word.
Holy shit.
That can kill you.
I know. And I noticed a bit of a pattern. It was always happening after I had been to visit my boyfriend at his family home since he had moved home after graduating from uni where we met.
No.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking he might be bucking someone else. Ooh. Is that how you get them? No, it's not an STI, is it? Okay. Oh, I don't know.
UTI.
Toilet seat. My Let's mind's see. A wash.
I mentioned it to him to see if he could think of why this might be happening. He said he couldn't think of any reasons why it could possibly be related to me coming to his place and said maybe it was a strange coincidence.
Brilliant.
I brushed it off and assumed maybe I'd just had a bad few months.
Always, in my experience of life and watching films and TV, always just telling someone it's a coincidence absolutely gets you off scot-free with no with no suspicion whatsoever.
Do you think
it's a no? I'm joking. Like, it must just be a in what walk of life do you tell someone it must just be a coincidence and you're not fucking banged to rights guilty of something?
Well, true.
Here we go.
Okay.
And as the police say, as detectives say, no such thing as coincidence.
Do you not think there is? Never.
Probably is, but not when you're
trying to fight the
cross-examining a perp.
Perpetrator.
Yeah.
Well done.
What?
Just, I like the abbreviation of perpetrator, perp. I don't think that's ever been used.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It's...
Is it?
Yes.
Is it well known?
Yes.
Perp. Perp.
Perp.
Like?
A perpetrator.
Like purple.
Like, yes.
Oh.
Or like a very Geordie person saying pop.
Perp.
Perp. Have a glass of perp.
I've never ever heard of perpetrator.
Come on, man. Sheriff John Brunel on the cops videos on Channel 5.
Oh, no. What are you talking about? No.
Come on. Everyone out there, you've got Sheriff John Brunel. You know, it was the cops' world's wildest police videos or whatever on Channel 5.
I've never heard him. What does he say? The perp.
Sheriff John Brunel. This young perp thought it would be a good idea to buy Class A drugs and go for a joyride.
No.
But the Alabama State Troopers were hard on his tail. The only ride this perp will be getting is to the state pen.
Oh, man,
sure. I am, I'm sure. I do. Was amazing.
No, I'm genuinely hands on heart.
Brown
never
leather
heard
jacket,
of perp,
fantastic
but I love
tan.
It. I do love it.
Grey
yeah.
hair, spiky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We has that been a personal conversation on here when we've talked about them videos and just how amazing the language is?
So
yeah,
so
and he's
incredible.
Coming off the highway straight into a cell.
Yeah. He's gonna come off the highway straight to jail.
Brilliant.
Love Sheriff John Brunel.
It'll be the last time he visits a drugstore for a while because he's going straight to jail. Fantastic. Right, listen. Back to the UTI.
He got carried away celebrating his birthday, but he'll be celebrating at least the next 5 to 10 in the state pen. Sheriff John Brunel. It was always hard on his tail. It was always that. They're hard on his tail. I'd love to see footage of him in the voiceover booth just going hard on his tail. I imagine his head moved a lot when he said it.
I do as well. Burning rubber. The sidewalk. Okay. It wasn't until the next time I visited him that the horrible realization of how I'd been getting the UTIs hit me.
Oh,
straight
God.
In the gut.
Oh, God. Straight in the vagina.
Right, what are you thinking? How's she getting the UTIs?
Right, so it's not from his dirty dick. He hasn't got a dirty dick, because that would be too obvious.
Listen.
It's got something to do. I'm getting a bit better at these. It's got something to do with the fact that he's moved back to his family home. So he moved back to his family home after uni.
Yeah.
His mom's washing the bed. I don't know how you get a UTI. Toilet seat, water, soap. Oh, something to do with washing, something to do with the bed that he's that's just sleeping in at his mom and dad's house. Something to do with the cleanliness of the parents' house.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Is that what you're going with?
I'm going very broad. Right. I hope you forgive us for going broad.
Okay, well I can tell you right now. You're wrong.
Oh, he's ran another stop sign.
You chose the wrong road today, son.
another stop sign. That was another thing about them. Sorry, I don't even care. I don't even care about your answer. He was always telling you how many times they ran a stop sign. That's what
and
I was
another.
Found with. Yeah, and I was like,
and another.
Yeah, I was like, he's on a fucking. He's being chased by the police. Of course, he's running stop signs. You mad fuck. It would be more interesting if he stopped.
I've loved. That's one thing I'm really jealous about. Americans. They get to watch hard tales.
you mean they put them straight on the news?
Yeah, go on the news. I'd love that. Imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, go on.
Right.
So what was it? How did this lass get a filthy vagina?
I mean, it's a UTI. It's not filthy. It's not...
bin fire of a vagina. How did this lass get a steaming bin fire of a fanny?
Minge.
Fanny means a different
binge
thing.
Binge fire bucket.
Look, if people don't like this show, we've killed this so much.
I know. Picture it.
Oh, God.
Me? My boyfriend and his dad were sat at the dinner table after a lovely dinner that his dad had prepared for us. Mm. Nice romantic cook, isn't it, Chris? Oh, no. After the meal, right. I noticed my boyfriend was allowing his dog to lick his hands.
No, that's on.
I watched this in sheer horror for a good few minutes while the reality crashed over me. You've guessed it. I had been getting UTIs from him fingering me after he had let his dog lick his hands after dinner for the past few months.
Oh my God.
And the dirty dog licking the fingertips of the perp.
If you take out the middleman, that dog's been going down on her.
Oh, God. So, okay, but here's another thing, right? Mm. I got told, I don't know if it's bullshit or not, right? Mm. Somebody told me that if you cut yourself, you should let your dog lick it. Because this bit like got, heals.
Yeah, that,
like,
I heard that years ago.
Is that true?
Well, I know there's more bacteria in human saliva than there is in dog saliva.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they eat their
that.
Own sick. Like they lick their
own.
You
eat your own sick? I've seen you. You
I do
your
not.
Own. You're very flexible.
I am very flexible. By the way.
Oh, that's made us really sad. Just her sitting there. That's really me. You know what? I don't even want to do that police voice anymore. Really?
Why?
No, you've ruined
if
it.
Only no, he'd don't, washed no, his ruined digits.
No, you've ruined it.
In the kitchen sink.
You've ruined it.
She would not have had to go to the clinic.
You've ruined it.
Poor girl. Yeah, so I couldn't...
Hope he washes those fingers before he dials 911. Right, sorry. Come on, then.
I confronted him about it, and he didn't seem that bothered and said he'd always allowed the dog to lick his hands.
It's not him pissing razor blades, the prick.
Needless to say, our sex life died that day. Needless to say, our sex life died that day, along with our relationship. Please keep me anonymous.
Wow, yeah.
So there you go. Sorry
God,
about
that.
I rotten. Actually, personally, I don't think it was the dog. I think he was a dirty, rotten cheater. Cheating on his girl.
Do you
sticking his dick in the local fanny and not telling her.
Do you think there's actually someone out there who's offended on behalf of that dog who might email in going, how dare you say that dog gave her that.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, you know, maybe. Wash your hands before you start fingering someone. And dare I say it, after. I could do that Dr. Ranger show on CBeebies, couldn't I? I could do that, no bother.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. So I'm just trying to think. As a fingered person.
Yeah. As the fingery.
As the fingery.
Yeah.
Clean hands, definitely a bonus.
Yeah.
Don't think
short
I've ever
nails,
asked,
short
sadly.
Nails, clean hands.
Oh, short nails for sure. Yeah. I don't think I've ever checked, but yeah, definitely love a clean hand.
There we go.
Hate a long nail.
You're with the right guy.
I know I am.
Cleanest hands
I know
in the world.
I am, babes. Yeah. I know.
And I tell you what, if you want to turn on this left thumb, it's swollen. Bit more girth
if you want to turn on.
Bit more girth for your
disgusting.
Mirth.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Tiddler ick. This is what it says in the thing. When I'm in the kitchen cooking dinner for us and the kids, and he slips his knob out over the top of his short and proceeds to look at me wistfully when we haven't had sex in a while. Gross.
Sorry, set the scene again. Where are they?
So they're in the kitchen. It just started, literally, the what's it called? The subject.
Uh-huh.
Tiddler ick.
Tiddler ick. Tiddler's a great word.
And then it just starts, when I'm in the kitchen cooking dinner for us and the kids, and he slips his knob out over the top of his shorts and proceeds to look at me wistfully when we haven't had sex in a while.
Wow.
Worse still, he then slinks over and presses his semi-erect penis against me and actually sighs.
There it
ick. Is. That's disgusting.
And he sighs. Mm. Oh,
oh,
wow.
God. Wow. I hate the look that you... The look. Why do you look... Well, we mentioned this before. I'm sure I said it on the tour. You just look at your dick. Like, you just look at your dick like...
Yeah. And it's, yeah. I bet you love this, don't you? It's porn. Porn has told men that as soon as a woman sees a dick, she goes, ah, oh, ding, 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 ding.
No.
It's not the
nah.
case. It's
nah.
not the case at all. Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Do you know what? You've just unlocked a memory.
Oh, cool.
So, it only happened the other day, but I've got these new, like beers, these like non-alcoholic beer things, that are really
on the nice bottle,
chilling in it. No, they're different. So I bought. So I'm an enigma, Rosie. Mm. So I ordered some non-alcoholic beers that I'd seen on Instagram that are supposed to be really, really cool. But I also ordered some really strong, nice beers in a good, just to level it out. Just to level.
The non-alcoholic beers got cannabis in though.
No, it's not them. No, they're a different one. Listen, let's not mention them too much. They might want to sponsor one day and they're not getting this shit for free, right?
Okay.
So I sent Jason Cook a photo that I was like, oh, because he was talking about something, you know, you don't want to just sit every night and drink beer in the house. You do want to kind of knock it down a little bit and save it for a nice occasion. So I sent him a photo. I went, oh, these are really, really good, by the way. And he wrote back, you're joking, aren't you? Have you not seen the side effects of them? And I went, what? And he didn't text back for ages.
Is this the good beers?
These are nice beers, yeah. And he was like, you're not seeing the side effects. And I was like, the side effects? And I knew he was fucking kidding. I knew in my head that he was kidding. Mm. But I literally put it down and I was like, and I'm Googling side effects of the beer. Nothing's coming up. And I'm like, well, maybe they've deleted them all from the internet. And he said the reason he took so long to text back was because he was playing Mario Kart with his daughter and they were having a race on Mario Kart. So it was only about 3 minutes, but it felt like a lifetime. And I put it down. I thought, I can't enjoy it until I know he's joking what his punchline is. I went, how are you then? I'll reply. What's the things? Mm-hmm. And he said, he wrote back, if you drink too many of them, you get teeth in your tiddler. And I went, what? He went, big capitals, actual teeth in the end of your dick.
He's a you two are I gross.
I hate him. I didn't ring it for like 5 minutes when I sat there worrying. And now I've got teeth in the end of my dick. It's great. Put an apple in my pocket. Eat it.
sly. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Hello.
This could be a Rosie's Mysteries.
Oh, we're going
to guess. Please
double
keep
double
me
double
honest.
Double.
Rosie's Mysteries.
It's a Rosie's Mystery special.
Well, I never knew that. I am a nurse and see a lot of items put where they shouldn't be.
Excellent.
But this is one of my favourites.
Oh.
I had a male patient who came in with something stuck down his willy.
No. Not down there. It's so sensitive.
Why though? Why then?
I don't know why.
Do you...
I don't know what's wrong with people. Right. Again.
How sensitive are we talking?
Mad sensitive.
Right.
Like, so sometimes, right? So the little end of it here, right? The little hole where the wee comes out, right?
The urethra.
Yeah.
Is that
what it's called in boys as well? I don't know. Anyway, look. So sometimes, so it's like, you know, it's closed like that. It's closed like that, right? Now and then, sometimes, I don't know how, but it can slightly overlap sometimes. Maybe you do exercise or something. Oh. Just slightly
if you're a bit
overlap.
Dry.
I don't know. And sometimes it just slightly overlap and a tiny bit of your boxer shorts can touch it and you fucking hit the roof.
Seriously?
Hit the roof.
Okay.
So why people are venturing down the end of there, I will never know.
I see. That's mad. I never knew that was a thing.
Really sensitive on the inside.
Bit
really sensitive.
Oh, because you're circumcised. That's why you...
Well, imagine the inside of a horse.
Maybe's. Well, no, yours would surely be duller.
Yeah, surely it should be. Yeah. But, how are we then? What is this pervert who should be in prison being doing?
Had a male patient who came in with something stuck down his willy.
You should have it lobbed
off.
To the doctors. Sorry to interrupt again. You go to the doctors and you go, I'll put something down the NHS. You go, you don't deserve one. Get in
the
operating theatre.
After it properly.
Get that lobbed off. You do not deserve to have one of them.
They'd still find a way to tie something down.
Yeah, it probably just make it a whole bigger for them.
It wasn't removable. Removable?
Nope. Removable. Removable. Well done. Hey, well done.
Thank you. Removable. It was an X-ray. And because it was in a knot. What was the item? Mysteries.
It wasn't.
They couldn't remove it. They X-rayed it. They couldn't remove it because it was in a knot. So they had to. I'm guessing that they cut his dick apart.
Right.
Like.
I know exactly what it was.
What?
It was an iPhone charger.
No.
Headphone cable?
Nah.
Have we had that before?
Yeah. That was on tour.
Cherry stalk.
What's a cherry stalk?
Stalk from a cherry. People tie them in knots with their tongue, don't they? It's supposed to be sexy.
Oh, God, if you like fucking Quentin Tarantino films. Yeah. No, thank you. I don't think that's sexy.
Quentin Tarantino films were amazing, by the way.
Shoelace. Yeah, I know, but they're not like...
Listen, I'm going fast here, right? You're right. Shoelace.
No.
Curtain cord.
No. Awful.
It's in a knot. It's in a knot. What else can be in a knot? What else?
Do you want me to do it?
No. A knot?
You're so close.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, what else can... I've done shoelace.
Let us tell you.
Is it electrical?
No.
Oh. No, come on then.
Washing line rope.
Dirty. It is smooth though. It is smooth. I had a thought there.
Clever.
Dirty, but, you know, cheap to replace.
Sensible.
So the knots, because he's done it a load of times and now he's not feeling it anymore. So the knots to add a little bit of warmth.
Seriously, do you think?
Add a cheeky little speed bump into the thing. How are you pushing that down? It's not that taut. It's not like it goes hard.
I don't know, Chris. I don't know why you would want him. His comment was, I'll not lie, I didn't fall on it. So there you go.
You know what? Respect.
Wasting time, but respect.
Meanwhile, then he's back at home, bloody pile of wet washing. He would hang it up. Selfish. Mom's fuming.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Depressing, isn't it, in the winter when you've got nowhere to dry the clothes and you've just got to cover every radiator in the house with your clothes.
We went past the car wash place with the lads at the car wash the day. They were hanging up all the cloths. I thought, they're not drying the day.
Yeah.
They are not. It's fucking 5 degrees.
You wind down the window and shout that out.
I know, but I just thought, it's not. They are not going to dry.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Did I ever tell you when I used to live with Carl Hutchinson and I used to do what we used to have to do with washing in like on the really like dark nights in like November, December, and we used to hang the washing on every single radiator in the house and have the heating on full blast just to get stuff dry.
Did you have a dehumidifier?
No.
You should have.
It was where we lived. It was, you know, it was very rough and ready. But it was exactly the same time of this sort of 2 month period of Manchester rain and dark nights.
Mm.
Washing, hanging on all of the radiators. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same time that Carl went through his having mackerel every night phase.
We know the mackerel story, man. We know.
We told you this.
Well, I know the mackerel.
We told on the podcast, though. We must have.
He made mackerel every night, didn't mackerel he? So did he just night. Stink the full house
fucking
out?
Fucking all the clothes, everything.
Oh, no.
Sofas, curtains, the whole place.
See, I don't fry fish in the house. And I love fish.
No, he would do it in the oven, but as soon as you open the oven, that was that. And then he left the baking tray in the oven with all this mackerel grease on because, and I quote, well, I'm having mackerel again tomorrow, so I'll just
what
use it again.
Right. This is, I know why you two are friends, right? Mm-hmm. So what made him obsessed with mackerel?
Don't know. And the worst bit was, he used to tell us, he'd be like, oh, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of mackerel tonight with the blah, blah, blah. And he used to always, I bit my tongue for so long because I didn't want to be a dickhead. And then this was the real killer. One day I went, do you think you could not make fucking mackerel? I was like, my exact words were, it's the most antisocial thing to
it's
make.
It's a very smelly fish. I mean, it's delicious, fucking, but it is.
Do you know what he said? No. Do you know what he said?
What?
You know what, mate? I'm really sorry. I didn't think of that. And do you know what? Honestly, I don't even like it that much.
What?
It's his exact words.
So why was he eating
it? He liked the idea of it, making it. And then he was like, when I ate, he was like, I'm always let down by it. I went, great. Fucking lunatic.
How long did this go on for, the mackerel?
Easily. A month and a half.
No.
And I'm talking, he was having it 3-4 nights a week. And that tray was just a fucking quagmire of
mackerel grease.
Yeah.
It's a very oily fish.
I'll not bother washing that because I'm having mackerel again tomorrow. So it was like...
just yesterday's mackerel.
So the first day he did mackerel. The second day it was a mackerel and a half because of the tray. The third day, it was like doubling each day, the smell of the mackerel.
Nah.
Dirty bastard.
No.
Dirty bastard.
But you love him.
Yeah, he's got a podcast, by the way, if anyone wants to listen to it as well.
Oh, yes.
A little shout out to Carl's podcast there where he tells some of these stories. He hears that I've said it. this macro one. He might retort to this macro one on his podcast. We're like YouTubers. He does a diss, God. I do a diss.
Great. No, I just have to listen to it all.
You eat your mackerel, you'll be happy.
I am starving to be
put your mackerel shirt on and your mackerel trousers.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello. Reminiscing stories with friends, and I thought this one might be appreciated for, oh, Rosie's Mysteries again.
Oh, my God.
Didn't plan this, guys, because I don't put that much effort into it. But
there it is.
If it seems like it is, then that's great. Yeah. Well, love
not,
that.
Not when you said that, but fair enough.
Yeah. Last year, I was at a christening reception for my niece held at my in-laws. It was July and the sun was beating down on us. Drinks and conversation were flowing. My partner's auntie has a sausage dog called Murgy she brings everywhere, including christenings.
Okay. That was written really well. I can see everything.
I know, it's nice, isn't it?
You
it's
really
hot.
Painted the picture there.
They're in the conversation, yeah. The drinks and the dog's there, that everyone's there.
Sausage dog's panting because it's a bit too hot. I know everything.
Yeah. The cute little fellow hopped onto my lap whilst I was engaged in friendly chatter. My bag happened to open and the dog's back half was perched inside. Adorable. So it's just
also it's like half in a little bag.
A little seat in a little bag. Cute. As my forehead began to sweat under the sun, I shifted the dog off my lap and reached into my bag to top up my makeup. Mm. I always bring my foundation brush with me when I'm out and about with a full face on. I do that sometimes. You sometimes just rub it in. Yeah. As I blended my patchy spots, I was surprised with the dampness of the brush.
Oh, fuck it up.
I must have left more foundation on it than I remembered before leaving. Win.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Why don't people... Like, where does your brain go? Oh, I must have... This is, like, the answer is normally the most obvious thing.
As I joined back into the conversation, I was overcome with a repulsive fish-like smell. My parents were present at the christening, so I turned to my mum asking if she smelled anything strange. A look of pure horror struck her face, followed by an abrupt gag. I looked at my dad in confusion, who simply told me to run.
Run!
Run!
Run. Fucking Terminator. Like, not way. Not go to the bathroom. Run.
Wow. No. I ran to the bathroom to see I smudged.
How did you know she had to run to the bathroom? Run out the door, down the street.
A mirror, I'm guessing. I ran to the bathroom to see a smudge-like residue smeared across my face. Oh. It appeared that it wasn't foundation I had blended into my face, but in fact...
The dog's anal gland juice.
The sausage dog's burst anal gland liquid.
Fantastic.
I used to be a dog person, not so much anymore.
Fantastic.
My God. Do you know that I definitely watched a few videos on TikTok?
Anal glands.
Of anal glands being burst. Because I didn't know what they were. I had no idea.
It's like a brown spot.
It's just coagulated bit of shit that you...
Yeah.
And then that's when they drag their ass on the carpets and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the first time I saw someone expressing dogs, a video of someone expressing dogs anal glands, that was a dark all day.
Yeah.
It was a dark all day.
Luckily, I couldn't smell it, but...
Imagine that.
I think the dog groomers do it rather than...
Yeah.
You yourself.
Yeah, it's something in the... Yeah.
Is it like a package?
It's in the... Yeah. Jesus. Awful.
Quick trim and a quick anal bland burst.
Anal bland.
Oh, anal gland.
Well, there's not much in this one. It's an anal bland. Not very spicy, this one, Sheila. It's an anal bland.
Now bland about it.
Yuck.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got loads of icks, right?
Love them.
You think you've heard them all, but honestly, we just haven't, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, a quick ick for you. At the weekend, my husband and I were out for a coffee when someone fainted. My husband ejected his seat in the cafe at full speed, bellowing, "I'm a first aider!"
No! That can't be... No!
And began putting the person in the recovery position. Major ick. I could hardly look at him for the rest of the day.
Wow.
And get shudders when I think of it now.
Wow! You batting it. And when he saved that woman's life, my vagina dried up.
Please keep me anonymous. He was well annoyed at the time at me when I told him. I get that though, because he's not like he's a paramedic or anything, he's a first aider. Like,
Don't shout first aider.
That's the thing.
Just sort it.
Like, do you know what it is though? What if that person, I'm watching Grey's, as you know.
No way.
What if their aneurysm, like, burst blood, burst artery in their heart, like their gallbladder, something's... I'm a first aider, what are you gonna fucking do?
Yeah,
Tracheotomy? Don't think you are you? No, you're going to put them in the recovery position and wait for someone who knows what they're doing.
Right.
But anyway.
Someone's got to be there to put her in the recovery position, though. But
yeah,
I,
but you
I know
don't
what you
shout
mean.
I'm a first... But,
shouting him, I just feel like he's setting himself up for serious failure there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a first aider! And then you see him walk back to his seat when a real doctor comes in. Big dick measuring competition. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm a GP. Excuse me, I'm a surgeon. Excuse me, just fucking have a massive fight.
Doctors are mint, by the way. Just to say, this is so
absolutely
random.
Absolutely incredible.
It's really depressing, and I don't want to make you all sad, but when I was 19, there was an accident in front of a car front of me, and it was horrible, right? And I had to give CPR. It was awful because I was also a first aider.
Did you shout I'm a first aider?
I didn't shout I'm a first aider.
Doesn't count,
but I'd learned. I had all of my certificates at swimming, so I knew.
You had
how
them with
do,
you.
I didn't. I knew how to do CPR, but the amount of doctors that pulled over
incredible
on that road to help was before the ambulance was there was absolute. I couldn't believe it, and I was just like, "This is above and beyond job, isn't it?"
Yeah,
I just wanted to give a massive like.
Yeah,
I just thought it was amazing.
But they take oath, don't they, to say that they'll just help all the time.
Right,
Hippocratic oath or whatever it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So it's not just in working hours. They have to help if something goes on.
Well, I think, I don't think it like binds them to death. I think that they're generally
decent. No, you've said it
decent.
Now.
No, I think they're generally decent people. I don't think they go, what's wrong with her? Oh, sorry, it's 5 past. Aye, sorry, my mate's got a funeral home. I'll give him a bell. Like, I think...
Dude, I'd be like, 6:30, you think I'm getting? No, sorry, like, sorry.
Terrible, that's terrible. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Do, 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 do. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Maradanoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. And as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmaradanoid@gmail.com. And details of my London shows that are getting filmed for a special are on the Instagram somewhere, and there's also going to be a couple of warm-up shows in the Northeast as well, so keep an eye out for them. Thank you very, very much, and we'll be back in the ears next week.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.